Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems.
Welcome to the first bonus episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm going to give you a sneak peek of what we talk about inside of my membership community, the Virtual Vixen Suite. The suite is a community built on providing women a safe space to ask questions and be curious. There are no stupid questions. It's just really room for learning and being with people that have the same goal in mind, which is to prioritize self, prioritize pleasure, and prioritize that self intimacy with self. Because everything that we want in life from other people, we can't expect it, whether it's in and out of the bedroom, without giving it to ourselves first. So each month there is a group coaching call with myself or with the Worth Coach. There's a free Facebook community for you to come in, ask questions. Sometimes there needs to be some processing that happens after our calls. So it's really a space to process and get that regular, be in that container to get regular eyes on what you have going on. So it is currently open. We are taking new members. It's literally $50 a month. And I'm always dropping gems and checking in on everyone. I'm really like a stickler about checking in on my clients to make sure things are just going well and they're doing what they need to do. This particular episode is going to focus around, I can't quite remember which coaching call this is, but I know it was talking about resistance and the members having their goals and the things that they want out of the community, but where there is some resistance coming up with moving forward with action and making the necessary steps to get to their goal. And you'll even hear me talk about how we can talk all day till we're blue in the face about the things that we want, the goals that we want to accomplish, the women that we want to be, the pleasure that we want to experience, the juiciness that we want in our lives. Talking is great, but without any action, it's literally that. It's just talking. So I share a little bit of real-time resistance that I was feeling in the moment and just give them a little snippet of what needs to happen next in order to meet their goals. So I hope you enjoy this episode and this sneak peek, and I would love, love, love to see you in the Virtual Vixen Suite.
And the reason why I do definitions is because you'll find that people have their own definitions in their mind to things, and they're not really doing what they need to, or it's not playing how they need it to play in their life. So the definition that I pulled up of resistance is the refusal to accept or comply with something, the attempt to prevent something by action or argument. So I can tell you about me and my resistance. So last weekend I went on a retreat. I was in the woods. I didn't have no signal. It was a pole wellness retreat. So there were workshops and then there were healing sessions. Well, one of the healing sessions, well, I had two healing sessions in one day. And then the next morning I had my third. So on a Sunday, I had a fascia release session, which is basically, think of it as a massage, but deeper. So she really got into like all the crevices. She opened up my hips. She opened up my shoulders. Like she went in and she opened up my whole body. And for those of you that may not know, we hold all of our emotions, all of our trauma. We hold everything in our hips. So if we're just sitting stagnant and we're not moving, all of that energy gets trapped in our hips. So she opened all of that up for me. And then I also had an aura healing, clearing session. So she kind of just went around and she cleansed my chakra. She cleansed my aura. Monday morning when I woke up, I felt too open. And some people would be like, what does that even mean? But for a person that goes through closed off and you're operating out of survival, you're operating out of just like productivity. How can I do? How can I do? How can I do? Instead of just sitting and being open, it is very, very uncomfortable because it forces you to be vulnerable. You don't have a choice when you're open, but to be vulnerable. So I woke up Monday morning feeling super open, very uncomfortable, and I felt very emotional, which is to be expected when you have all of your things open, all your chakras and your hips. But I was like, okay, no, we're not doing that. I'm not going to do that. Well, early Monday morning, I had a sound healing clearing, which was with tuning forks. So by the time I got to her, she was asking me how I was doing, and I was trying to keep it together. I was resisting the need to release. I had just had everything move through, all this energy move through. I had like all these fluids in my joints and everything. Everything is open and flooding and moving through, and it has to come out some type of way. It comes out through, you know, going to the bathroom, which is why they say drink lots of water. It comes out through emotions. And I am not one to succumb to emotions. I just don't want to do it because in my mind, my brain tells me that if I show emotion, then I'm weak. So then I have always resisted showing emotion. It makes me uncomfortable. So I was very uncomfortable by the time I got to her. She asked me how I was doing. And I was like, I'm not doing well. I feel way too open and I don't know what to do with it. And I said, I feel like I want to cry, but I'm not going to. And she told me that I needed to release. She told me that I was in a safe space with no judgment, no shame, and everybody deserves to release. Now, this is not something that I don't already know, because this is what I help you all through. This is what I help all of my clients through, releasing. But for me, my brain has told me that for me, not for anyone else, but for me, that is weak. So as she started doing the tuning fork and going through, and I could feel it in certain places, I was no longer able to hold it. And I literally was out there just crying. And I wasn't sad. There was nothing wrong with me. It was just like, it was just a deep breath. It was a breath of fresh air. I was sitting out in the woods with the mountains and the trees, and the wind was blowing, and we were sitting on the balcony, and I felt very grateful, and I allowed myself to release, and I just released until I couldn't release anymore. That is what resistance is. Resistance is whatever you're not allowing to happen, whether it be because of shame, embarrassment, guilt, fear. You don't allow yourself to go to the next level. And the reason I went on this retreat is because my logical self is ready to go to the next level. However, my spiritual inner self was not necessarily ready because of all of the blocks. And I knew that I had to get through the blocks, and I know that I needed help, which is another place of resistance, asking for help. I have the mentality, my brain tells me, we can do this by ourselves. And I was talking to someone about this today. I feel like I have to do everything by myself because that allows me to be in control. And I also don't have to fear someone hurting me. There's a trust element there. So I resist asking for help. I resist collaborating to protect myself from whatever it is my brain is trying to tell me is going to happen. And a lot of times your brain is lying to you anyway. The things that you think are going to happen aren't necessarily going to happen. So that is what resistance looks like. So if you were to take the time to look at your life and the things that you want, the reason why you joined the community, the reason why some of you stayed in my environment, in my orbit, is because you want some type of change. There's something that you want on the other side of this, but there is resistance to it. There is a resistance to succeeding. Does that make sense? Does that help you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So let me see if she knows that she's just, anywho. So yeah, so that is what resistance is. That is what I've come up against. And the funny thing about working through resistance is your brain is going to fight you tooth and nail when it comes to you giving up the resistance. Like your brain is going to fight you tooth and nail. Not only is your brain gonna fight you tooth and nail, but I've been learning about the nervous system. Your nervous system is going to fight you tooth and nail. So if you think about trying to get to the other side of things, you have to fight your brain, which is gonna tell you a lot of lies, and you're gonna have to fight your nervous system, which is going to be what regulates all the emotions telling you that something is not safe or you cannot do something. You have to be the one to tell yourself that the things that you want to do and the route that you have to take is okay and it's safe. And you look at the definition, the attempt to prevent something by action and argument. No lie, I have arguments with myself all the time about doing something. I have arguments all the time about why I should do something, why I shouldn't do something. I have arguments with my brain. It's literally two people arguing in my mind. The self that wants to protect me so that I don't get hurt, and the other side of me that's like, but how do we get any further if you keep stalling or if you're stagnant? How do we get to the things that we want to have? How do we get to the experiences that we want to have? How do we get to the life we want to have if we are just going to keep being safe? If we're going to resist what comes with it? You can't. It's not possible. It's not possible. So today, as we go through the hot seat coaching, these are the questions that I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask, what are you resisting as it pertains to why you show up in this community every month? Where are you lacking? What do you want? Why are you resisting it? And how are you going to get to the other side of your resistance? Now, number three, how you're going to get there is where I come in to help with the coaching. Now, we can talk about this all day. We can talk about it every month. We can talk about it every week. We can talk about it every day. The only way this is going to work is if you put action behind it, which this is something that Jasmine and I are going to harp on over and over and over again, because you will not see the fruits of your labor. You will not see momentum until you start putting one foot in front of the other.
I hope that you enjoyed that sneak peek into the Virtual Vixen Suite. And I would love to have you. I would love for you to come in and let's dissect what is going on with your pleasure, your self-intimacy. And yes, we talk about sex in the Virtual Vixen Suite too. Nothing is off limits. It's all about building a community where you feel prioritized, you feel validated, empowered, and supported. So definitely hit the link in the show notes if this is something that you're interested in. We are always taking new people. The doors are always open. There is an application process, and that's it. The next episode is the last episode of season one. Cannot believe I made it through a whole season. Yay! So I will see you then, and we will wrap it up, and I will give my thoughts on the growth that I've had in my business, in myself, in my clients, and creating this podcast. So I will talk to you then. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.